Hi, parents.
Maybe you want to shut off your ear. Yeah, I just did.
Okay,
Cool.
so we finish off Stam Yeinam, and then we get into the heavy duty halachas that mamish apply day in, day out. Important halachas that we have to be made aware about, made aware of. And how it works, etc. So probably we could to spend more time on it, but we'll see. So Chav Bey, Simin Mem Zayin, Ois Chav Bey, so Kol HaKenu Shed Is Yashnu Shneim Asur Chadashim Mutarim. So this is an important halacha that doesn't really apply, but people hear of it and then they think that maybe it does apply. But it says any kalim that was been at age 12 months mutarim is mutar ki bevadei kol chlukos yayin shaven. Meaning, you have these barrels of wine, and they haven't been used in 12 months, so then you're allowed to use them without kashering them at all, right? Ki bevadei kol chlukos yayin shaven. Any sort of moisture of wine would be ruined. But even if you use the barrels, just not for wine, within the 12 months, meaning you used it for water, you didn't use it for wine, ain b'kach klum, then there's nothing to that. Now, why is this so important? Because there is an opinion that says that kalim, after a year, don't have to be kashered. Because the same way that the wine gets bad or goes not, I mean, it goes bad either way, but there's no taste left after a year. So they say the same thing about kashrus. So there are paiskim that hold that it's mutter. The majority of paiskim hold that it's not mutter. So why does this come up so much? Because you have people that have become religious and they have utensils like china that can't be kashered. So after a year, we use it as a tzirus. We'll say that one of the combinations we look for a bunch of heterim in order to allow these china dishes. So one of the combination of heterim that we use is that after a year there's no taste. So for wine, everybody agrees. It's for other kashrus, that's where there's a machlokes. Okay. Simon memchas dine brachos al machol mechameshes mine dagon ro yud seifim. So this is talking about the bracha of mezainis. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch first talks about, and this is what comes up, what comes up so much, is at what point does, because at what point does a food go from hamotzi to mezainis, or from mezainis to hamotzi? Meaning, what is hamotzi? So that's flour and water, right? And here, what are we talking about? Flour and water together with sugar, etc., etc. So that makes it, that downgrades it to mezonos. However, if you eat it for a meal and a few other scenarios, then it will upgrade it back to hamotzi. Right? So let's see. So, in Sif Aleph, lechem shu mechameshes mine dagon. If you have bread that's made out of the 5 grains, ela shu pasa ba bekisnin. It's pas that comes in kisnin. Kisnin literally means a pocket. So it's bread that has pockets of other flavor in it. If you eat from these foods less than the shear of a kviyasuda, ain't it sarof, does not require netilas yadayim, and you don't make hamotzi on it either. You make a mezainis. But if you eat enough of this mezainis, enough of these cake, enough of these pretzels, crackers that would be the equivalent of what you would eat by a meal, then it goes back to hamotzi. Then it goes back to lechem gomer. It's tzaruf netilas yadayim, and it needs netilas yadayim. Right, it goes back to regular bread. So basically, the way to understand it, I'm just going a little slow here, just because it comes up so much, is that flour and water is hamotzi. When you mix it together, which is called pasabo bekisnin, it's bread that comes in pockets. So then it gets downgraded to mezonos. But if you eat enough of it, that it's the equivalent of eating a meal, then it gets upgraded back to hamotzi. That's the basic thing. Now, what is pasavah b'kisnin? So beis, mahi pasavah b'kisnin? What is considered this bread that comes in pockets? So yesham, there's a few opinions, and we're makel like all of them, which is also rare in halacha. That we're not machmer, we're makel like all the opinions. Yeshan, she passed shanasas kamin kisim mula papyrus. There are those that say that it's like bread that's like has pockets that are full of papyrus, sort of like what do you call them? Like Danishes, the cherry Danish or you know, apple turnovers, those type of things. Or you could put meat in there. Sort of like let's call it a frankenblank. Or barecas, ibigvino with cheese, or kayotzibai, anything you're putting into, you're filling the bread. That's also a type of bareka type thing. Some say it doesn't have to be full of other flavoring. It just has to be bread that's made with water, I'm sorry, with oil or fat. Or with milk, advash or honey, avichalav or milk, avibetzim or eggs, avisharmei peiros or the good old apple juice, right? Which brings us to the pizza situation. Afilu erev gamayim, even if there's water mixed in, elashi hamut, right? The water is the minority of, meaning it's 51% fruit juice, then that is considered. Also, mezonos. We go like both of them. We consider both of them pasavah b'kisnin, so we go with both opinions, and therefore you would make a mezonos. Right. So if you have bread that's made with apple juice, then the bracha would be mezonos. We're going to get to the whole mezonos bread controversy. It won't be tonight, though, but we'll get to that. Gimel, Shir Kriya Suda, Lava Didei Mesharina. The Shir Kriya Suda does not go by you, meaning, let's say for you, a Suda would be a half a loaf of bread. But a normal person, it's a quarter loaf of bread. So we go with the Be'ela B'roi B'nei Adam, we go with the majority of people. Kama, Shiragilin, Lecho B'Suda Tzarayim, how much they would eat during an afternoon meal, Abasudas Erev L'Svaya, or for dinner. If you eat that amount, even though you're not full, the halacha is like lechem. And if you eat this bread with lifton, which is you're eating the bread with lifton is you know, like dips and other foods, then Mishar and Gamkin, then you also calculate the other foods, right? Meaning, let's say you normally would eat three slices of bread. A normal person would eat three slices of bread for a meal. And you eat two slices of bread, but the equivalent of a slice of bread with tchina or hummus or something like that, then that gets calculated into the equation of how much you're eating. If when people eat it together with other foods, they would be full. And if he would eat it without the other foods, a small amount, and he's full. And others, if they wouldn't eat it this way, they would not be full. If they ate it with accompanying food, they would be full. This is complicated. What he just said here is not simple to understand. Basically, what he's saying is you go with the average person, and the calculation goes with what the average person would be full with, including other foods, not just bread. Right? But in one way, we say that it doesn't go with other people, and that would be if a normal person would eat, let's say, again, using our example of three pieces of bread, with some hummus, right? And they would be full. But if the person would eat it without the hummus, they would not be full. But you, with the three slices of bread, would be full just from the bread, right? Then it has a din of lecha. Meaning, in this particular situation, we would go with what you yourself eat. Meaning, if you'd be full without the accompanying foods, even though the normal person would not be full unless you have the accompanying foods, then you have to wash. Okay, it's not so common in this case. Dalit in ma'at. So this comes up a lot. I know this firsthand, right? You eat, let's say if you're the type of person that only washes on three slices. So of course you're not interested in washing. So you say you're only gonna eat two slices. And then of course you finish the two slices and you say, ooh, I wanna have another slice. So if in the beginning your das was only to eat a little, because you weren't planning on eating a meal. And then you went and changed your mind. Then you decided, oh, I'm going to have another slice. So if in the addition that you're eating, there's no kviya suda, only when you combine it with what was eaten before, then you just eat it, then you just make birchas hamazon. So again, what this case is that you decided you're of the opinion that three slices requires you to wash. So of course you decide you're only having two slices. Then you decide, oh, I really like this, I want another slice. And now do you have to go wash etilas yadayim and then say hamoitzi? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying no, you don't, because the addition that you're eating is only one slice. So therefore, you don't have to go say hamoitzi. However, you do have to say birchas hamazon, right? But if you decided you ate two slices and then you decide you're gonna eat three slices, then you would have to stop, wash your hands, make hamoitzi, and then you'll say birchas hamazon. Aval im b'zeshu rotz lechol oid yesh b'shir
kviyas suda. You're eating five slices in total in that case.
Correct. Yeah. Aval im b'zeshu rotz lechol oid yesh b'shir kviyas suda. This is, I just explained this part, I jumped the gun. But if what you're eating in addition to what you started, there's a shear of kviya suda, then tzarech litol yadav, you need to wash your hands, ulevarech brichas hamoitzi, and then you have to make hamoitzi, amashi roitzi lecha, on what you want to eat. Aber brichas alamichya, ain't tzarech levarech, amashocha, meaning, so you think, okay, so if I have to wash my hands and say hamoitzi, do I have to say alamichya first? No, you don't, right? You just, because the brichas hamazon will cover the alamichya, which we had a few weeks ago. The fiji yitztarev, imashi yoichu, v'yipadu brichas hamazon, it's going to combine with what you're eating, and it will make you potter from birchas hamazon. Okay, so these halachas are complicated, but that's basically, again, if you're just eating more, and that addition is not enough to make birchas hamazon, to be kaviyah suda, then you don't wash and you don't make new brachas rishonos, but you will have to switch from making an alamichya that you would do after two slices, using our example, and say birchas hamazon. Hey, Isa Shani Lashim and Mayim Ulu Losa Raka, you have dough that is kneaded, KNEAD, right, with water, and it's a soft, it's like cake, it's like a cake batter, meaning without sugar, just water. In Mafabatano, so if you bake it in an oven, I feel the ilfus, or even in a frying pan, below mashka, without any liquid, I feel a mashach is a ilfus, b'shuman, and even if you line the frying pan with fats, shalaiti sarafi, so or pam or something like that, so that doesn't burn and stick to the pan. Zed loy chashuv mashka, that's not considered liquid. Vadina kamay lechem gomer, because it's water and flour, and it's considered like regular bread. Afilo echel met a rak kezayis, even if you eat only kezayis, tzarech netivus yadayim. Ba'amoytzi ubrichas hamazon. That's if you just took bread and you just baked it. But if you fry it with liquid, so basically this is talking about donuts, right? Lav lechemi, then it's not lechemi. I'm talking about donuts before they add all the sugar and all that. Then it's not bread. Even if you eat kidei sphia. So this gets into the pancake shiloh. Is our pancakes, let's say you eat a lot of pancakes, right? Do you need to wash? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is clearly holding that you don't need to. because pancakes are cooked with a decent amount. Well, it would actually, the truth is, it would depend, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it would depend on how much liquid is used with the pancakes. Right? If it's very little liquid, then maybe you would have to wash if you eat enough. But if it's a decent amount of liquid, then you would not. And this is why, even if you eat a lot of donuts, you do not have to wash on the donuts, as many as you eat. Right? And this is the matzah issue. This is, rikikin is like matzahs. Afilu dakin, shehin dakin moi, they're very thin. Shaifim bitfus, and they bake them like in a little form. Bain, shnei barzilim, in between two pieces of metal. Ein lem din lechem, they do not have a din bread. Right? Bafilu oichel mehem kidei sviya, even if you eat a lot, mevorech rak bar, mina vizoynas, o lachreim alamichye. And afterwards, alamichye. It's just sort of like matzah slash crackers. Right? Now, what's with, so then, the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Now, Svardim paskin this way. So Svardim, the whole year round, make mezonos on matzah, except for on Pesach. On Pesach, they make hamotzi. Ashkenazim don't go with this, and they hold that you have to make a brocha of hamotzi on matzah. Why? Why? This is the question. If he just, the kids are said, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this too, that when you have very, very thin water and flour, it's water and flour. So why are we making hamotzi if the Shulchan Aruch is saying not to? Now the reason is because it's meant to be eaten at a meal. Matzahs are meant to be eaten at a meal. Do you ever see anybody snacking on matzah? I mean, you see that once in a while. The majority of people, you ask them, what's matzah for? Oh, matzah's for a meal. Right? Maybe those that are on diets or whatever it is, but matzah is meant for a meal. So since matzah is meant for a meal, therefore you have to wash on it, even if you're not eating the amount of matzah that would be considered a meal. It's a very important point. Why is it so important? Because this is where many Paiskim nowadays say that even the Rav Moshe Feinstein said that you don't have to wash on pizza because pizza is a snack. So you'd only have to wash on pizza if you had enough for a meal, which would be, let's say, three slices. But now that pizza has changed from a snack food, that's what many say, and I would imagine most agree. If you go over to anybody from today's door and say, is pizza a snack or is pizza a meal food? Everybody's going to say, oh, pizza's a meal food. So if that's the case, then it's just like matzah, and even one bite, you're required to say, hamotzi. So that's why you have a lot of poskim nowadays that are saying that pizza, even on one slice, you have to wash. Now, the same meaning, the equivalent would be, imagine if nowadays you ask somebody if you're having chocolate cake for supper. They'll look at you like you're crazy because chocolate cake is a snack food, not a meal food. But let's say in 20 years from now, becomes the in thing that you have chocolate cake for supper. So then the halacha would change. And then instead of making mezonos on chocolate cake, then you would have to make hamotzi, even if you're eating it just for a snack. So that's the basics behind the making hamotzi on one slice of pizza or not. Fine. Sometimes you make a dough that's very thin. You put wheat and water in the kadero, and you mix it with a spoon. Then they pour it on top of vegetable leaves, like let's say lettuce. And they bake this dough, this very thin dough, on top of these leaves. And that has a din pasav mekistin, even though it doesn't seem like it's mixed in. It just seems to be some sort of dough on top of leaves. I have no idea what this would be in contemporary cuisine. But again, it's the same. You say that when you mix the bread in with other ingredients, then it will be downgraded to mezonos unless you kaveya seuda. Okay, I hope this was a little understandable, and everybody should have a fine night.